continuing with the halachas of when to light. So we spoke about the appropriate time to light. The question is, how early can a person light? And what's the preferred option? We spoke about lighting later in the evening, etc. So the halacha is, a person, if necessary, a person can light from Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha, we use this time of Shabbos since we cannot light later on because of the Isuri Shabbos, obviously. So we light from the time of Plaga Mincha. The question which comes up is, a person, let's say, is going not home during the preferred time to light, and he has an option of lighting by plag, is one option, or waiting until he comes home late at night and lighting then. What is preferred? And this obviously is going to be machlokes. And Rav Moshe seems to say that he prefers the option of lighting from plag mincha. So in that situation, a person should light from plag mincha. Now, I do want to point out, the Mora has two explanations of the Mora discusses that talks about the issue of the time and lighting. And the Mora says one is the issue of when to light, one issue is how long should the Neiris last for. And the Mora gives us a formula of the time that people are still found in the Shuk, which is translated into Halacha as a half an hour. This half an hour is after Tetzach Kochavit. So if a person lights earlier, the Neiris have to last till a half an hour after Tetzach Kochavim. So a person lights, we just spoke about lighting this in between time, in between Shkia and Seis. It has to last till Tetzach Kochavim, and then another half hour longer after that, till Tetzach Kochavim, plus a half an hour. Erev Shabbat has to last till Tetzach Kochavim, plus a half an hour. How many Neiris have to last for that period of time? Preferably all of them, but at least one, the Ikar Neir that you're lighting, should last that period of time from when you're lighting until a half an hour after Tetzach Kochavim. There is a famous opinion of the Briska Rav. He said nowadays that the Shuk, people are walking in the Shuk till much later, so that changes the halacha in regards to the Chachila when you can light, but also changes the halacha in regards to how long the Neiris would have to last. According to him, your Neiris would have to last until what your Shuk is. So if your street is a side street until 9:30 at night, people are outside, your Neiris have to last till then. And if you live on Broadway, so your Neiris have to last the whole night. Right, but the mice of the minig oilam, the psak is not like the Briska Rav. It's a famous piece of the Briska Rav, and some briskers are makbid on it, but the Ikar psak is not like that. But it is something that they can take into consideration. And nowadays, we are lighting, we have much more time to light, theoretically, because of this fact that the shuk is available, people are outside in the street much longer than they were Bizman Chazal. Have a good morning.